It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Verrett.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee's public school district could lose millions of dollars in state funding after the Department of Public Instruction says the district failed to submit financial reports for months.
That's led to backlash from residents, parents, and school board members. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, District Superintendent Keith Posley resigned after the school board held a special meeting.
More than 100 parents and community members attended that meeting to voice their opinions. The majority of people called for Posley's resignation.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Keith Posley has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho! Keith Posley has got to go!
As Milwaukee now prepares to hire a new superintendent, the district faces uncertainty about its leadership and its finances. WPR reporter Corrine Hess is based in Milwaukee. She's been following the story in the state's largest school district. Corrine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
You were at that meeting, Corrine. What was the purpose of the meeting? Why was this convened?
Well, this was a special meeting called to discuss what has been happening in the district and also to talk about the future of Superintendent Keith Posley.
How did Milwaukee Public Schools get to this point where we had this very heated meeting this week?
Well, it's been a rough several weeks for Milwaukee Public Schools. What happened first was the district found out that they were going to be losing about $11 million from the federal Head Start program. This happened because program officials found that the district had not been treating some children well in the Head Start program. So they were withholding at least a month's worth of funding. And they might be withholding more. And then we just found out that DPI was going to be withholding millions because the district was not providing financial reports, in some cases for up to 8 months. So that is resulting or could result in up to almost $16 million being withheld.
For nearly 3 hours Monday night, Milwaukee parents, community members shared their concerns with the district's financial report. So we heard a little taste of it in the setup there. Corey, describe the atmosphere of this meeting.
You know, the meeting was packed, and usually these school board meetings across the state get very few attendees, but this meeting was just packed with people. They were holding signs. They were chanting things like, Keith Posley has to go. They were just getting up person after person and using words like embarrassing, dysfunctional, failing, imploding, and just calling for him to resign, not only over these latest financial issues, but also just what they say is staffing issues and secrecy and all of these things that they say have been building for years.
Here's one of the voices at that meeting, one of the parents voicing anger with then Superintendent Keith Posley and school board members. Here's a Trisha Haylett.
To say that the current state of MPS is not okay, no. Nor acceptable. No. It's time for the school board to course correct and do better.
Right.
To be brave and to stand up to the administration and to say no more.
Okay, how did the school board respond to that and the many other angry messages about the superintendent and his management?
You know, for most of it, the school board was quiet. They just sat back and listened. There were a few times that school board president had to tell people that they needed to be respectful and that they couldn't, you know, shout. There were also police officers in the back of the room just to make sure that things did not get too out of hand.
Corrine Hess, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee, is with us. We're looking at Milwaukee Public Schools in the wake of scrutiny over the district's administration, financial reports to the state, and now the resignation of the superintendent of that district. Give us the chain of events, Corey, that led to then Superintendent Posley's decision to resign and the school board's decision to say, okay.
So, you know, after this long heated school board meeting, the residents and community members, they spoke for about almost 3 hours. And then the board went into closed session, which people were upset over. And they went in about 8 o'clock on Monday night, and they were in closed session until 2 a.m. Tuesday. And after that, the superintendent came out and decided to resign, which I think people were surprised about. I think people thought he might get fired, but you know, Superintendent Posley worked for the district since 1990, and so he chose to resign.
That takes us to what's next. Now, obviously, a new hire for a superintendent, but in the meantime, the financial situation is still there. These reports not filed. How is the district tackling this apparent backlog of financial reports in the hopes of, I guess, not losing all that state money?
Well, what they can do is they can file these reports. They have to come up with an improvement plan. They have to continue to meet with DPI. They do have until July 1st to do this and to put together this corrective action plan. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of school districts are late filing reports. This is not, I mean, you know, it's just, it's paperwork that people don't like to do paperwork. But in this case of MPS, and the reason that this is so public is how late they are. You know, like I said at the beginning, this is 8 months in some cases late and filing this. And this whole debacle is happening. And because this paperwork is not in, the state can't figure out financing for all of the schools. So across Wisconsin. So that's why this is such a big deal.
We've seen parents, staff, and outside groups calling for not just Posley to leave, but a shakeup in the administrative level, his administrative team as well. Is there a thought that there may be more change at the highest levels of the school district?
You know, there could be, especially with a new superintendent that will eventually be named. A lot of times that's what happens. You know, superintendent's the CEO of a school district. And a lot of times when there's a new CEO, there comes changes. Time will tell what happens next.
This all comes after. This is just this spring. $252 million referendum passed for the Milwaukee Public School District. Very, very close vote, hotly contested. Funding on both sides of the vote there. A group called the City Forward Collective, a nonprofit there, says the district's funding issues are, quote, serious violations that directly call into question MPS's financial stewardship of taxpayer dollars, end quote. Were there a lot of bitter feelings, especially coming off of that closely contested referendum?
Yes. People are very upset about this, especially now that it is coming out that this whole financial situation with the state had been going on before the referendum was passed. So there is a lot of questions over why didn't voters know about this before they passed this huge referendum. So, yeah, there's a lot of bitterness.
There were concerns about service cuts in the district before that referendum. Still some concerns about cuts, shortfalls after the referendum, I understand. Is this something, are we going to see cuts coming? Is the school board considering their budget situation now, or are they going to wait for a new superintendent? Did they give any indication of what financial decisions are going to look like while this is all going on?
Well, they were supposed to pass a budget last week, and they have put that on hold. So I think they're trying to figure out still how much money is coming in. You know, like I said in the beginning, this Head Start money is on hold from the federal government, and now this state money is in jeopardy. So I think a lot is just waiting to see.
Some years back, there was an effort to say, all right, we're going to take the school board out of the equation. We're going to put the school district under mayoral control in Milwaukee. The then mayor of Milwaukee was behind that. I've seen that floated. James Causey, columnist in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said, hey, we need to bring this idea back. You heard from Milwaukee's mayor. What's the word on that right now?
You know, I asked Mayor Kevler Johnson that question yesterday, and he said he thinks that that is an extreme. He said he remembers when Mayor Tom Barrett and it was, you know, former Governor Jim Doyle talked about that, and there was just no appetite for that in Milwaukee. And he said he doesn't believe that that is the right thing to do at this point.
What did he say about the outgoing superintendent Posley and the situation in Milwaukee and maybe the prospects for the mayor to work with the district?
He said that, you know, he's very committed to working with the district. He did praise Posley on a few things. He said that since he's been mayor, he's worked with Posley on a few different initiatives to to get kids into programs that are like right to work programs after they graduate high school, students that are not on a college track. So he said that, you know, Posley will leave a legacy of doing, you know, some good things for Milwaukee Public Schools. But he said that the focus now should be making sure all kids are positioned for success.
Now, Superintendent Keith Posley still on the job until June 30th as a term of the resignation. What does the quest for a next leader look like? Has the school board given any kind of timeline?
You know, they didn't yet, but they have called another meeting for later today with media. So maybe we'll learn more by the end of today.
And what are some of the big questions you're hoping to hear answers to at that meeting or the next week or two?
You know, I think the big questions are, will they be able to get this paperwork in place to make sure that they secure their state funding? Just like you said, what will their next leader look like? Are they going to continue to try to hire from within, or are they going to do a nationwide search? And just what are they going to do to ensure to the public that these tax dollars are spent wisely?
Corey, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio reporter based in Milwaukee.
And you're listening to Wisconsin Today. And when you're looking for the top news from around the state, whether it's education, politics, health, check out WPR's podcast called Wisconsin Today Morning News. It's available now, and you can subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts or at WPR.org.